Good question. Let's see. Oh, you've got great. Actually, you don't see side boob. You see inside boob. You see some sweet, sweet cleavage. You don't even have to do that. It's just perfect.
It's just right there. Yeah. Yeah, but if I go like this, can you see that? Mm-hmm. Just keep that close.
Yeah, I mean, you look like a total hussy when you do it that way.
Well, but I have you here so that you're my cover.
This is the practice. We do like, we should do like little practice rounds of like banter back and forth before we get started.
Where you call me a hoe and I'm like, but I'm your hoe, babe.
Wait. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, it works. I mean, that's kind of what we've been doing. Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to go? Oh, mm-hmm. We're actually live, by the way.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good thing I'm eating the mic.
Welcome to All of This is Temporary. Hey-o! This week, new sponsors. Mm-hmm. Brought to you by Old Man's Beard, mm-hmm. aka a 14, or what is it, six days double.
Oh, is that why it's like that?
Mm-hmm. It's so
6 days. It's
the worst. This it's is like, the worst.
I really trying to like cuddle with you last night and just trying to get my face at an angle where I wasn't being stabbed.
Yeah.
By the hairs.
It's free acupuncture.
6 days.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Yeah. brought to you by Old Man Beard and music. Mm-hmm. Brought to you by music.
And hats to cover up bad hair.
Yeah, I should have done that too. I should do that every day. All right, so I think we're going to open the show. Special, should we call this something? Like, we got a special opening, you know, with the Bomb With Me section, but it's not Bomb With Me, it's just music.
And this is the one that you started writing this week?
Yeah.
And the one that I haven't heard yet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. So we got to key it up. So I'm going to write 1 minute of music. In my opinion, I write a killer 1 minute. And then I just have zero desire or ability. I'm not sure. It could be both to finish the song. Like when I was younger, I used to, but it was always so cheesy. It would just be like, oh, lyrics, a bridge, lyrics, chorus, lyrics, out. Intro, lyrics, chorus, lyrics, out. And okay. It's like, that's fine. So I just shortened that. And now I just write first chorus with or without the intro and out. And I just abandon it.
Okay, hi, bye.
I just, then I'm done writing that song.
Okay.
Okay. So the game is I'm going to say, or I'm going to play the song and then you are going to tell me what you think it means or what you think I said. You might want to try to take notes because, yeah, the lyrics, I have a way of not enunciating very well in my songs. Do you need a pen?
I have a pen. I'm just running out of space on my note card.
Oh, shit. You got so much to go over this week.
I do. And then I have some on my phone. I'm so excited. Okay.
Okay. So special episode. We don't know what they're called yet, but I do 1 minute of music and then we review that. Mm-hmm. And then we move on, hopefully with tears just in our eyes. And
yeah, but you want my honest reaction and feedback.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I want. That's what every artist wants, your honest, real-time feedback.
I love your music, baby. All
right. Okay, here we go. Is it all what you think? Is it all up to me? Is it ever too late? If it's rattling and it's still going down the street, is it all what you think? Does it really boil down to me? Are you just like me? I remember faces, but the names get lost at sea. Is it all? Is it all what you think? Is it all? Is it all what you think? And that's it. That's it. That's all we've got.
I love it. It's so pretty.
Aww.
All right.
Okay, now.
My heart's so happy whenever I hear you sing, play a new song.
Aww. All right. Well, let's not gross everybody out too hard.
Yeah. I mean, I'm lying anyways.
Okay. So that's my premiere. Oh, do we call it just, this is my Ray Stone 1 minute premiere of music.
This is where we call you the 1 minute wonder.
Incidentally, not the only place they call me that.
Oh, yeah. That's my little nickname for him.
Ta-da, we're done.
All right, so do you want to hear my how I heard the lyrics of what I think you were saying first, or do you want to hear what I think the song was about first?
This is where you take over.
So initially I thought the song was about, let me say the lyrics, what I think the lyrics were.
Okay.
Just because it's a good recap for our
listeners. It was very distracting as you were writing them while I was trying to sing.
You did tell me to take notes.
That's so true, yeah. it's what I need because I can't, it's so weird playing really? In front of someone where it's, you know, because you just go, ah, what are they thinking? But then to actually have somebody writing it down and critiquing
I'm
it.
I'm writing down what I think about it and like, shit.
In real time, like,
how do I spin this into a positive?
Yeah. All right. So.
Okay, so I just kind of like took quick notes about what I think, you know, the lyrics, what you're saying. So like, is it all what you think? Is it really all up to me? Is it ever too late? And then there's like a line, I wasn't really sure what you said. Is it still rattling down the street?
If it's rattling, then it's still
okay
going down the street.
If it's rattling, okay, so I 1000%... Tanya, know what that is. Okay.
Yeah.
Does it build over time? I can't even read my handwriting.
Oh, does it boil down to me? So it's like
once. Oh, does it then, boil down to me? Like, is it up to you?
Yeah, same. It's like the same first two lines essentially, but just said slightly differently. Mm-hmm. It's a cheat, little cheat.
And then, are you just like me? And then, you said some other stuff. So
then I said some other stuff.
I think, or then, you just repeated.
No, then I said, I remember faces, but the names get lost at sea.
I remember faces, but the names get lost at sea. So at that point, I started writing down like what I thought the song was about. That's why I didn't write that line.
Ah, gotcha.
So, you know, if it's rattling down the street, like that's, I know what that is. That's something that your stepdad says is, if it's rattling, it's, you know, we're okay because we can still fix it.
It's still working.
It's still working.
It means it's running, essentially. Yeah. If you've got an old truck and the door panels are rattling, you don't need to fix it because as long as it's rattling, we're in good shape.
Yeah, yeah.
When then we're still going down the street.
It's a funny way to look at it, which I really like.
I think we talked about this already, but that truck burned up in the yard.
I think...
Stay on the mic.
Oh, sorry. I'm trying to read my notes here. Okay. So I think this song is about...
That's a hot look, by the way, with the headphones on.
Oh, really?
The ball cap headphones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Why? Because you can't see me? It's like no, mysterious. Just a hot
look.
Oh, thank you.
Boy, yeah. Thanks. Did you hear that? I paid her a compliment.
And I didn't accept.
She tried to bat it down.
I love the compliment.
Okay.
You know, so, I like attention.
So anyway, back to it. So the truck, you know what that is.
Yeah. I think this song is about is the passage of time and how, you know, things change. And, you know, when we're younger, things just kind of happen. But then as we get older, we realize, you know, it's nothing's just really just going to happen. Like we have to step up or, you know, nothing's going to happen. Like we just have to step up and. Faces change, times change. Mm-hmm. You kind of wonder if other people are feeling these weird feelings inside, but you don't really know because it's hard to put them into words.
Yeah, I think you're pretty close. I think, you know, when I was thinking of it, first of all, if it's rattling, then it's still going down the street. Yeah, that means it's okay for things to make a little noise. It's okay for life to be a little bumpy, because as long as life is bumpy, it means you're alive, living.
You're still living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, but the, is it all up to me, I think, is the happiness part. Because you go, you know, at what point do you find happiness? It's everywhere you look, or it's nowhere, depending on what, you know, how you're thinking.
Yeah.
So people with tons of money that aren't happy, they have every reason to be happy. But yet we all, you know, can potentially find any reason not to be happy. So is it all up to me? And is it all what you think? Now that's the other part.
What I was starting to think of when you were explaining that was maybe happiness is, because it's not something you have to go for, or like find. Everyone kind of knows that on some level. Maybe happiness is always there. You just have to like tune into it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, you know, gratitude and being thankful for what you have and recognizing, you know, your blessings in life and your gifts and deciding, you know, this thing that's, you know, this 30-minute detour that took me, made me come home a little bit later than I wanted. And like, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. And then are you just like me? Obviously. The next line is, I remember faces, but the names get lost at sea. Like, you know, if I can meet people a few times and still lose their names. And I was thinking about that from Candle Party. Shout out Candle Party 2024 in the books. But yeah, we just hosted a bunch of people that I know and should know and have to continually ask them their names again, because I see them once and then I don't see them again. And so many things happen in the timeline of like a year. If you're busy, mm-hmm. I mean, maybe if, I don't know, maybe if I had like a more normal type of a lifestyle where it's like, okay, you do the same or similar thing repetitively, it's easy to remember names, but boy, I don't
know. But you're seeing the same few people every day and you get kind of muted, and then you're not excited to see them at holidays because you see them every other day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway. It's kind of. Yeah, you know, I've never had a version of Candle Party in my life until I met you, you know, like where the community gets together and you're trying to remember all the people. I don't really have that, but I do have my step family, like my stepmom and her family. It's like really hard for me to remember everyone's names.
Even on that scale, it's like 20 people.
Yeah.
Or less.
I mean, also, and then they all speak Spanish the whole time, so I...
Oh, you know, I the feel Mexicans. Like I'm only
the Mexican side.
Never mind. Yeah. That's 120 people.
Yeah. Yeah. 20 people. Yeah. That's for coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
That we're not invited to.
That's for, they all fit in the Volkswagen to come across.
Yeah. But Candle Party was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving on to Candle Party. Check them out. We got a couple candles up front here. One twisty and one multicolor. I will say we have done multicolor before, but I hadn't done one in a long time. And we saw our buddy Sam do a multicolor where it gets really fat down at the bottom. So, yeah.
And Ray was like, I can do one way better.
Kind of.
I never saw his. I don't know.
His was really good.
He was just like so perfect. I mean, he had a ruler out and everything in between the layers to make sure they were precise.
No. Not at all.
I think you threw out like 5 candles until you settled on this one.
Yeah.
I'm a little sad that you didn't bring in one of my candles that I made.
Oh, I thought you would bring one in. I didn't even, I thought you were going to choose the ones that you liked the most of your stash. I'm sorry.
Our audience is going to have to wait until next week to see the banger candle.
Banger. Yeah. With a hard G.
The banger. With glitter.
Is it banger or banger?
It's a banger. It's banger. It's like a soft G.
Yeah, okay.
It's a banger.
That's when you're from Hungary.
Yeah, I don't even sound American.
Hungary. Or Hungary.
It depends. A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can wait though.
Okay, so candle party was fun. We made candles. Everybody was invited. Everybody who's listening to this podcast right now is officially invited next year. The address is...
Don't worry, you're probably going to get lost anyways if you're my dad.
Yeah, make sure you do circle, not street. Oh, yeah, you're dead.
And also try to go.
It's crazy how your dad does stuff that my dad has done, my real dad.
Just that one thing, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, just that one thing.
But then my...
Not the prison and all that.
But then, like, stuff. The father does a lot of things that your father did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But also, my dad's our number one fan, too.
Yeah,
he's a consistent listener, shout out to Dad.
Oh, so we don't want to offend him.
No, we should definitely offend him.
Right now. I mean, all he had to do...
He was so cute yesterday and so sweet.
Yeah. Christmas shopping.
Christmas shopping,
yeah. But for real, all he had to do was drive around in a circle and and throw rocks, and he would have found us. Just so you know, Rich... You totally could have just driven around a bit.
Yeah. We know you didn't want to come. I'm quite excited for Christmas Day. It's maybe his favorite holiday. He gets really happy about. He loves buying presents for people. He just absolutely loves it. And yeah, I think that's why it's kind of sad for him. My mom's not here. Because he would always spoil her.
Yeah.
And I'm an only child, so
I guess the spoils go to you.
Yeah, but I feel kind of weird about it, but I also accept it with open arms.
What, receiving the gifts? Yeah, take the gifts. Don't listen to her, Rich. Bring more gifts.
You're going to like your gifts, baby. At least I hope so.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I didn't get you anything.
That's okay.
I didn't get you anything. There's not gifts in your stocking or under the tree.
I'm scared to look at them. There was a rule when I was a kid. I wasn't allowed to shake the presents, but I couldn't make a guess. Because if I guessed what the present was and I was correct, my mom would get really upset and threaten to take it back. So if I knew what it was, I would say something different.
What a weird thing to get mad about.
Yeah.
Oh, you guessed. So that means...
So when I get mad about stupid shit, just know where it comes from.
It's all your mom's fault.
Yeah. I come by it, honestly.
You can shake anything you want under the tree.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I? But I won't shake the tree itself.
Okay. Yeah. You can shake your booty on it.
Can shake the cat.
We could invite Bo and Anna over and shake their baby. You can shake anything you want under this Christmas tree.
That little baby Huck is so mesmerized by Christmas lights.
Oh, we have to talk about people with their babies.
Well, before I have another Christmas themed topic, but we don't have to get into it right away.
Okay,
we can save it for later.
So if you see me writing, that'd be a bad time for you to take a drink. A lot of dead air. That's where you jump in and eat the mic.
So can I transition to my next? I have kind of a surprise.
Yeah. Are you allowed to transition? Can you even say that anymore?
It's hard if you're in a relationship already.
Yeah.
A friend of mine went through that.
Especially if he talks over you all the time. Yes. Transition away.
Okay, so I have a surprise. I don't think I told you yet. I started building, trying to program a new ChatGPT.
Oh, the joke writer.
To be a joke writer.
That's not a surprise. You literally said that on the first episode.
I know, but I didn't start doing it. Until then, I was just like, I'm going to do this thing.
Okay.
And then I didn't do anything. So last week I started... to program what kind of joke writer I want it to be. I gave it a few examples of some good of decent jokes.
Oh, did you teach it a joke?
I'm trying to teach it.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, I'm teaching it. Yeah.
Does it seem to understand? When you teach it a joke, does it say, oh, I understand?
Yeah. I mean, I just kept plugging in data, and then finally it was like, okay, give me a topic. Let's get started.
Really?
So I've only done one, and so I wanted to share that joke.
I'm excited. All right. Let's hear it.
Now, do you want to hear my prompt that I gave in first or just the joke?
Let's go with the joke.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. They're out there stringing lights, hanging stockings, and carefully arranging fake snow on the mantle like Santa himself might walk in and grade their work. You don't have kids. Who is this for? The neighbors? The cat? Let's be honest. You're just trying to recreate the vibe of a Christmas morning where the only thing under the tree is the illusion of maturity. And that's it.
So this is, I almost could tell you what you put in. So you put in, write a joke for people who, about people who don't have kids, but still decorate the house and put up a tree and mm-hmm. celebrate Christmas, like festively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay. That basically was the most morose joke. I feel like what you have created is an open micer, a ChatGPT open micer trying his first thing. Now here's the problem with this. How do we the way that you know as a comedian whether or not it's funny is you tell it in a room, and if it's funny, people will laugh. So ChatGPT is really getting Jude out of this experience because we're not giving it the appropriate response, like in terms of it's not getting the understanding of what it feels like to kill.
That's a good point. Yeah. So we need to recreate that. But as a comedian on stage, you don't really know exactly what people might be laughing at. Maybe it's your delivery is really good, but the joke isn't that great. Or maybe it's just like a perfect joke altogether. Yeah. Or maybe there's one little thing in the joke that's funny.
So until ChatGPT is listening all the time, it won't be able to understand why, like whether it's funny and how funny.
Yeah. So we have to tell it whether that's funny or not.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. That was close. You got another one?
No, but that's the only one I have today. But what I really thought was funny about it, which kind of really fits into my brain. So my brain automatically tries to like categorize things and put things in order. And that's just how my brain works. I'm very structured. And so I put, you know, the prompt in, and then it divided the joke up into three. A premise, which I did not read. It divided up it into a premise, the development, and then the twist. Mm-hmm. Which I thought was kind of cool because I didn't really teach it to do that. It just kind of learned to do that based off of what I gave it.
It probably already knows like how to build a joke because it's ubiquitous and omniscient.
What also is like kind of funny is that when I was reading this joke out loud, I thought maybe I put in like the fact that, you know, these adults have cats or like lonely cat people. I didn't even put that in to the input.
Was that in the joke or was that in a different part?
It was in the joke. That was part of the twist. It was like, you don't have kids. Who is this for? The neighbors? The cat?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, we do have a cat, and so maybe it's watching. Maybe ChatGPT is watching and knows that you have a cat who really is pretty crazy. I love how abusive she is at the house. She hit you.
She'll chase you to hit you.
Yeah.
You know what I realize when she does that is she just wants to play.
She's such a bully.
She just wants to play. She wants to do flips and backflips.
Well, that's pretty good for the ChatGPT stuff, though. You know, knowing, like understanding. So we'll have to basically say we told this joke in a room full of people and only three people laughed. And most of them just were sad because you didn't. Like, this is so unrelatable.
Oh, because everybody has kids.
Or not unrelatable. Maybe it's, yeah, actually, no. Not unrelatable, but it's like, it's mean-spirited too early. It was just sad.
Yeah.
I think.
It was a little sad. I guess so. Because you were just picturing somebody all by themselves.
Yeah.
Decorating the tree.
Let's go back to people and their babies.
Okay, yeah. What's on your mind with the babies?
The difference in some of our friends and their styles of raising the children. My, I don't know what you would call it, cousin, my stepbrother's wife's sister.
Yeah, that's not.
So my double step, my double stuffed.
Twice removed. Double stuffed. She was single stuffed, I would say.
Yeah. No, triple stuff because she had three kids.
Oh, okay.
So two of the kids are a little bit older. What, like 7 and 10?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Very well behaved, fairly well behaved kids.
Well, they were girls too.
Yeah. And then
girls are better behaved.
Oh, this was a different thing altogether. The boy was screaming his head off, and she never said anything to him about don't do that.
Yeah.
And yeah. We had another friend that didn't say don't do that, but we're not going to go too into that. But this was insane. And then we have like so many other friends that they say, oh yeah, make sure you say please and thank you and respect. Now this is Bill's honey house. You have to respect the rules of the honey house. And,
yeah.
And it's like, but this one kid was screaming, I mean, nonstop from the time the sister, the double stuffed sister in-law, ex-law, showed up. This boy, if she was talking to anyone, he would just, mom, mom. And if that wasn't working, he would increase the pitch of the scream, ruining everybody's night. I mean, And she never said to him, hey, shh, don't do that. You cover. We would like when, you know, Phil was a boy, when a baby boy, we would like cover his mouth. And you don't have to like choke him out, but you can certainly cover his mouth to where the scream just doesn't escape.
Just get a ball gag.
Yeah. You can't. You just pretend like you have a ball in your hand and you cup that over his mouth so he can still breathe, but it doesn't scream out the whole place. And it teaches him a little bit of humility, and it might make him scream a little harder right off the get-go because you're shushing him, but then they will become like embarrassed about it. And like teaches, like you say, you don't do that, or we're going to have to go outside, or I'll leave you in the car. You scream like that. There was nothing.
Nothing.
There's
many courses of action you could take.
For well over a half an hour. It has to be she was there for like an hour.
Oh, well over an hour. It was a couple hours.
And she would walk away with him and he'd be screaming, screaming, screaming. And then they'd come back and he'd just start screaming again immediately. And it's just like, what? He didn't look downsy. It's like
he wasn't downsy. He just wasn't behaved very well. It like everyone's been in a conversation where a little kid has come up trying to get one of the adults' attention and they just like, you know, start tapping your leg or they're like, hey, 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 until you say like, what?
Or you say, hold on,
excuse me. So it was just like that, except for it wasn't like tapping on the leg or hey, hey, it was screaming off the top of their lungs. And I think like no matter what, when you're interrupting an adult, I mean, you should be taught to like not interrupt unless it's an emergency kind of situation. I mean, that's how I was taught. And, you know,
she was almost doing like a style of child rearing where it's like, yeah, we don't hinder him at all. We let him do whatever he wants. We're doing wild raised children.
Organic kids.
I couldn't not say chicken. I was trying to say free range wild raised children and my brain kept wanting to say chicken. It's free range chicken.
It was quite appalling. What was even funnier is after we were sitting outside at by the fire, and there's a 10-year-old.
By the fire. Over here.
And the 10-year-old, even she was like, I can't believe he was screaming.
Yeah. She came out with her
little Russian girl.
Remember, she was like clutching her hands. Like, she had fists and she had them like out to her sides. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
If it's fire over here, just reminded me, I'm so excited about seeing some Hannibal Buress comedy. Some new Hannibal Buress comedy.
Did you say he was coming into town or he's just back in the circuit?
I just heard on a podcast that he's starting to do comedy again.
Oh my gosh. So I totally told the, how does the joke go? What's that bitch?
Oh. How does it go? How does it go? The Mitch Hedberg. And he says, I want to be a drunk, but I want to be like a romantic drunk, but with the little airline bottles. And he's like, look, bitch.
I was waiting on a table the other day at the pub and I totally dropped that joke.
How did it go? Did you do
well? They laughed. Yes. Yeah, they laughed at it. They were super cool.
Did you give Mitch his flowers? Because you have to say.
1,000%. Yeah, that's what I led with. I was like, do you know Mitch Hedberg? Because you have to know him and picture him, you know, doing that.
Just wandering around.
Look, bitch.
R.I.P. Mitch. But shout out Hannibal Buress.
Yeah.
If it's fire over here, we're going to put more water on the fire.
We're about to get what we want.
I tried to break down that everyone gets what they wanted to Robert and Philip, and they were like, we don't get it. I was like, yeah, you kind of have to hear it.
You got to hear the whole thing. Yeah. I mean, it's a solid joke. I mean, it's a long story joke.
But it's also Hannibal Buress.
Yeah.
One of the greatest to do it. So I can't believe I couldn't, I couldn't hack it.
I know, right? Oh, he's so good. All right,
what else you got in your notes?
For him. A lot of times when I'm, you know, gathering notes throughout the week for stuff to go on the podcast, like the majority of the time it's you say something that's funny that I think we should talk about on the podcast.
Oh.
So that's the next thing that I have on here. And you brought up the other day bullying with GIFs.
Okay. What was the
So bullying with GIFs, it's like, you know, gift ideas for that quote unquote special person in the friend or family group. Like you kind of want to like give a message with the present.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, like would you say you wanted to get my father a jump rope?
Yes. I said we'll get him a Nintendo Switch. Because he's 60-something, right?
And he's like 64, you know, old engineer, like a project manager in the defense industry, like pretty spectrum-y.
But what he gave you was a gift list, an item list of things that he wants for Christmas, and then the link to it, and it was like slotted screwdriver set, this one. Yeah. And like, don't buy another one. But then when you tell him what you want, he says, well, do you have to have a Mac? I mean, couldn't you get a cheaper computer if you're going to do it? Well, you know, why don't I just get you a cheap, it does the same thing. And you're like, how about I get you a different screwdriver set then? So instead of doing anything
he never gets what's on my list. So I'll be like, you know, I really want a rain jacket. I really want a rain jacket. Anything at REI is great because then it's, you know, I can easily exchange it. But like most of their stuff are really good. Like all the brands, REI is great. Every year I drive it home REI. But this year when I was asking for a raincoat.
I thought you were saying REI. REI.
REI. REI.
What brand is REI?
So this one particular year, he gets me a raincoat, but from L.L. Bean. And let me tell you about L.L. Bean.
It's some bullshit.
It's for like these big, manly like women, like Nova Scotia women. And I need like a triple XS.
He also tried to give you a wetsuit that was a triple XL. His own old wetsuit that he's a 6'1" man and you're a 5'5". 7? What do you say?
5'6" and a half, okay. 5'7", 130 yeah. pounds.
Oh, this should be just fine. Just trim the bottom. Turn them into cutoffs. You're like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this, dude?
Yeah. 1 year, I don't think I told you this story, but this happened 2 years in a row. The 1 year, I think I was like 5 or 6. He got me an umbrella, but the umbrella was like an adult size umbrella with a handle and then like the quick release, yeah. you know? So if I were to like open the umbrella, it could have like taken me out. Yeah. And then a couple years after that, I caught a towel.
Yeah.
I was like 9. It was a towel.
So I thought it would be hilarious to flip the script and like in a different kind of like kill him with kindness sort of, what would you call that? A verve? What is it? Like a avenue, like in the same vein as kill him with kindness. I think that's a verve. We have to look up verve. Will you write that down?
Yeah.
But I said, get him a Nintendo Switch as a joke so that he can play video games on it. And then I was like, because he travels for work, right?
He has been just to whip people into shape or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But mainly because it's like, here's a old man. Let's get him a game. And then I was like, oh, my God, let's get him a jump rope. And then the more I thought about it, I'm like, actually, that's probably the best. He would probably use the shit out of a jump rope.
I mean, maybe. I mean, he's got a bad back, but he bikes every day.
Oh.
Yeah, he bikes every day.
Then I want to get him a really nice jump rope that he never, so it's like a $200 jump rope that he will never use.
He would probably start using it and just incorporate it into his biking routine.
Biking with a jump rope, huh?
What I will tell you about my father, though, is he does seem kind of, you know, like disconnected and out of touch and in his own world and kind of cold, but he's very sentimental in the fact of like, if I get him a gift, me specifically, he cherishes that for years and years.
Oh, okay.
Well, he does nice. Every time. And I'll like forget stuff I get him and I'll be like, oh yeah, the shirt, you got me the shirt.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it's you compliment him on the shirt. Nice shirt. He's like, yeah, you got it for me. Like, fuck.
Yeah. Like, oh shit. Or like, I remember 1 year I got him biker shorts that like have the padding in them.
Mm-hmm.
And Alejandro said, oh, he's not going to wear those. I noticed it too. Allie, his wife, my stepmom, she said, oh, he's not going to wear those. I've tried to buy him those before and he won't wear them. And I'm like, no, I think he'll wear them. He wore them all the time.
Yeah, it's and better.
And she was really upset that he didn't wear hers and he wore mine. He's sentimental. Like he does care and he does love me.
Did you get him the kind that look like shorts, regular, like the mountain bike ones? Because they look like regular shorts.
That might have been it, yeah.
And not like
they weren't gay looking. Yeah, they didn't look gay.
They're not like skin tight.
Yeah, I think that's what he doesn't.
I'm like, I'm going to start doing I'm going to start counting the clicks like your girlfriend, Joe, with the single hash all the way down the page. And we'll see how many lines I use up.
So I started thinking of a couple of different gift ideas that would fall into the same category of bullying with gifts.
Oh, nice.
Just a couple. One just kind of occurred to me this afternoon. Also, you know, I got you one gift. I got you a few gifts, but one of them is, you know, clothes.
I like the way you like backed up. I got you one gift. I got you a few gifts. Don't know.
Like, you're going to like them.
I'm not 9.
But got 3 gifts. No, one of them is it's a shirt, it's a clothes, and you know it's kind of a nicer one. And I was filled with anxiety at the store because I know you don't usually wear dress stuff; you're not that comfortable in it. But like, it's always good to have something on hand
that
you can wear. Like, it's good to have
one, yeah.
Even if you wear it like once a year,
I've turned all my other old nice button up into welding. So
this is what keeps crossing my mind. Like, he's got really nice ones that he like uses to work in, and so I'm like, where did he get those shirts? I want to get some more of those, but I don't know where he got them. But anyway, so
7 diamond.
Oh, that's where I went. Buckle. So that's great. Okay, cool. So that's where I got your shirt from. And like the girl I was talking to, you know, I was kind of sharing with her my anxiety. I was like,
did you tell her the shape of the body?
Yes, I did. That was the main. I had like 3 people in that store helping me.
Did you tell her? Well, he thinks he's ripped, but he kind of looks a little blocky, a little old manish these days. But he thinks he's still broad up top and narrow in the center.
I still tell him he looks sexy. Yeah, you are. Anyways, but one thing she said to me, she said, well, you know, because her boyfriend, I told her, you know, you're a builder. And she's like, yeah, my guy, he's like a trainer or something like that. So he's always wearing like trainer clothes. And so I said, you know, but like, I don't know if he's going to like this. The colors are, I don't know if he's going to like it. And she's like, that doesn't matter. She's like, just get him what you like and tell him he has to wear it.
Now that's funny because I was just thinking about how girls do that. And it's such bullshit.
I hate it. It makes my skin crawl. Like buy it just feels that you think so wrong to me.
You have to buy something that you think I want to wear. Yeah. I don't want soft stuff that's going to get damaged. You know, I like something a little durable.
So these are softer, like nicer things. I always go with the premise you can return it and I want you to if it's not exactly what you want. And you totally can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. All right. And I want you to do that.
Anyway.
But I started thinking like this, that's kind of like a way for girls to bully their boyfriends into wearing what they want them to wear.
Oh,
I don't like it. I want you to wear what you want to wear. You
know? Every dude, almost every dude has been attacked like this. And I know some dudes that like will try to, I've done it myself where I'll try to be, you know, more what that the other person wants. Like if your personality, if like she has such a whatever kind of personality, like you'll try to like dress to make her happy. But you shouldn't because it doesn't make me happy. So it's like, you know, you like a guy because of how he was when you met him.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to change. I don't want to change you at all.
Yeah.
I'm like quite sensitive about it because I know so many women try to make their man a certain way and I don't.
Yeah. I'm already a certain way.
You are. I'm There's already no a certain more certaining special this way. Kind of way. You're the perfect way. But yeah, so I thought that was a form of bullying with gifts.
When you buy clothes for your significant other, then they have to wear them. Like I would buy something for you that I'm like, okay, I think she would like this. She would look really hot in this. She would think, you know, this is, you know, well thought out. Because I think girls are way more versatile with what they're willing to wear.
No, we all have a style.
Yeah, but you like, can take an article and then still fit the rest of your style around it. But also, I wouldn't ever buy you something that I don't think you would wear.
I'm not sure if you're going to like the color. You'll have to wear the shirt on one of the fucking podcasts.
If it's lavender.
It's close to lavender, but I'll tell you what I was trying to find a shirt that had the same material fucking because it's a material that doesn't wrinkle.
Fucking.
And you never iron purple. Your shirts. So it's a shirt that doesn't wrinkle, and I think you'll like it for that. And there's an undershirt. I'm telling you what you got for Chris.
Babe, I rock a purple. Yeah, what are you doing right now? We still got 2 weeks.
Yeah, 1 week.
It's whatever, I can't. Look, Wednesday, I'm not so good at math.
It's 8 minus 1.
Eight days minus 1 day. I'm not so good at math.
Okay, no more on that. All right, another one. No, I don't want to say it because it's going to give away one of my gifts.
I already know what you got me now.
But I don't. What?
Huh?
Well, I literally just told you, but you don't know what it looks like.
No, but you told me the other one, the tool, because you had a friend do some subterfuge asking about, hey, I'm going to buy Sam some toolboxes. What kind of toolboxes should I get?
Oh, yeah. I got you a toolbox.
You did?
I think I would do that.
Oh, you're so smart because you have no idea what kind of toolbox
I have. No idea. Yeah. No, you, that is your thing. I don't know.
If I
like had an idea of what I don't,
that's what we should get rolling.
I don't look at you and think like, oh, this guy needs a toolbox. Like you have a place for all of your tools already.
Let's get Roy a tool bag. 17 bucks. It's not what he wanted.
What if we got
but it
him
is something he needs?
What if we got him some of like, don't you have suspenders for like your tool bag thing?
I mean, I have a set of bags that does have suspenders built in, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's just the bag. It's a frame. It's called framing bags.
Mm-hmm. He wears an actual belt.
Yeah. That's gay.
Yeah. Yeah. We could get him the suspenders and a hard hat.
That used to be a Finnish carpenter's thing. And a real old Finnish carpenter would wear it reverse so that the tape measures like right in the front. Just because you have access to all the stuff easier.
Here's the thing. As I was wrapping Rory and Allie's gifts, I put on there to Rory from Melody, but I need to put your name on there too because it's from both of us, but I feel like that's not enough if it's from both of us. But all the presents I got for my aunt and uncle and their kids, all they're from both of us, and I put that on there because they're more substantial gifts. Anyways,
what do you think the chances are that they're going to get me anything?
This is what I was thinking. I mean, I think very little.
So I should just get him a gumball and get her a wooden stirring spoon.
She loves tea. You can just tell her it's for like her I said. Tea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a tiny little spoon.
It's called a teaspoon.
I mean, we're not even invited over there for the month of December, so we have to wait. We were invited over there on Christmas Day, but only for Christmas dinner.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get him some tile samples.
Oh, no. You know what I'm going to get you for Christmas? dispute, a fight with your spouse that will lead to divorce. Merry Christmas.
That's I'm just going to get him some the free Sherwin-Williams paint deck. Where just like, oh yeah, just in case you wanted to paint your house.
Sorry, voicemail. Uh-huh. I'm a VIP over here. I forgot to do airplane mode.
Airline mode.
Next time. I'll remember.
Okay, well, I want to talk about stepped on ham. This is some bullshit.
Stepped on ham?
Yeah. It's like cutting cocaine, but with ham. Remember? Stepped on ham is when you take ham and then you add water to it and you put that in a package and you sell it. Because ham at the store says water added. The only reason you add water is to increase the weight, like cutting cocaine or moistening your weed. Every fucking drug dealer on the planet does this. And now the ham dealers are doing it too. These are literal hamburglars. This is retarded. The bag says ham with water added. How much water cooks out of that ham? So they like hydrologenizate it and then sell it all hydrologenizer-sated. What the fuck? How is this legal?
There's so much water in that ham because it pops around like popcorn when I'm heating it up. I'm not even kidding. Like I pick like half of it pops onto the floor.
Yeah. The new Hormel ham with no water, it's just cured, cooks so nicely. You don't have to worry about popcorn. Oh my god,
is that the one from the other grocery store? I don't know if we can say the name. We might have to.
No, I just bought the. Yeah, we have to bleep it because we don't want our sponsors music. We don't want music to get offended and pull its sponsorship this week. And Old Man Beard.
Yeah.
What's the other? It's brought to you by soap. Let's keep it clean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was the soap.
But I was like, so I saw one that was, it's ham in, yeah, just ham with water. What are they going to think of next? They're just watering everything down. Oh, speaking of watering things down, we started making our own trash cola over here. Life hack recipe, get yourself some Althea powder. Everyone knows where to get that.
And elderberry syrup.
And a soda stream. And if you mix three tablespoons of syrup, 1 teaspoon of powder in a carbonated water, it tastes so close to Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. I mean, the smell is more. the taste, you can still taste the elderberry. I want to buy some cola nut. Remember? Because we looked up what's in the original Coca-Cola recipe.
Cola nut.
That's what makes a cola. Everybody has RC cola, mm-hmm. something cola. So it's a nut powder. Mm-hmm. Incidentally, nut powder, is that what you shoot when you're past 70?
Is that what's left at the end of your life?
Stepped on ham and nut powder?
I like that.
Well,
like
with
that.
Stepped on ham and nut powder, I think that's going to conclude this very special holiday family-friendly episode in which we mm-hmm. say nothing at all worth listening to.
Mm-hmm.
And it really shows in how many people watch and listen. So one day we're going to be famous. Thanks for joining us for all of This Is Temporary. Join us next week. We guarantee we're going to have a special Bomb With Me episode.
Oh, yes. Because you have some up the sleeve.
Yeah, unless we don't.
So this is how he lives his life, folks. We're definitely going to do this thing unless we don't.
There's always a back door. That's how you do it. Just keep the back door open. And if I choose not to do it, I forgive myself immediately.
And all of this is temporary.
Anyway, we love you. Bye.
Bye.